Welcome to our podcast where we delve into the ever-evolving world of cybersecurity, exploring the latest trends, threats, and solutions to keep you and your digital life safe. Ann Neuberger News has reported a significant development in the fight against cybercrime. A 40-nation alliance, led by the United States, has made a commitment to not pay ransoms to cybercriminals. This pledge comes amid a surge in ransomware attacks worldwide. The motivation behind this alliance is to disrupt the funding mechanism of cybercriminals who rely on hefty ransom payments to continue their illegal activities. By refusing to pay these ransoms, the hope is to weaken the financial incentives for these criminals and hinder their operations. With the increasing frequency and sophistication of cyberattacks, it is crucial for nations to unite and take a unified stance against cybercrime. This alliance, consisting of 40 countries, aims to enhance international cooperation in combating this growing threat. By refraining from paying ransoms, countries in this alliance not only protect their own interests but also send a strong message to cybercriminals worldwide. It is a collective effort to disrupt their operations and dismantle their funding mechanisms. Although this pledge is a step in the right direction, it may not completely eliminate the ransomware problem. Cybercriminals are adaptable and may find alternative ways to monetize their attacks. Therefore, it is essential for countries to combine this commitment with robust cybersecurity measures and international collaboration to effectively tackle this evolving threat. As the fight against cybercrime intensifies, it is encouraging to see nations taking proactive measures like this alliance. Time will tell how successful this concerted effort will be in curbing ransomware attacks and safeguarding the digital landscape. Apple, in recent news, has issued prominent Indian opposition leaders and journalists a warning about an impending state-sponsored attack on their iPhones. This alert emerges amidst increasing concerns revolving around state-backed hacking, as allegedly exemplified by last year's use of the Pegasus surveillance system in India. This warning by Apple recalls the 2021 allegations tied to Indian authorities utilizing the Pegasus system, although the company chose not to explicitly link the alert to any particular attacker. Nonetheless, this acts as a sharp reminder of the lingering threat posed by state-sponsored hackers, particularly with the nation's general elections looming on the horizon. Through this warning, Apple underscores the critical importance of securing communications and personally identifiable information, especially for opposition leaders who are currently being targeted. It further accentuates the necessity for individuals to maintain vigilance and undertake all requisite protective measures to secure their devices and personal information against such potential security threats. Samsung recently announced the addition of a new feature called Auto Blocker for their Galaxy devices. This feature aims to protect Galaxy devices from malicious attacks and enhance overall device security. The Auto Blocker feature will be incorporated into the upcoming One UI 6 update, the latest user interface from Samsung. It works in the background, constantly monitoring and analyzing potential threats to the device. By utilizing advanced algorithms and machine learning, the Auto Blocker feature automatically detects and blocks potential malware, phishing attempts, and other harmful attacks. Samsung is committed to user privacy and security, continuously working to stay ahead of evolving threats. The company's dedication to security is further reinforced with the introduction of the Auto Blocker feature. With the upcoming release of One UI 6, Galaxy users can enjoy enhanced device protection and peace of mind. Whether it's browsing the internet, downloading apps, or accessing sensitive information, Samsung's Auto Blocker will provide reliable security. Stay one step ahead of potential threats and take full advantage of your Galaxy device by keeping an eye out for the upcoming One UI 6 update and utilizing the new Auto Blocker feature. The Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC, recently charged SolarWinds and its Chief Information Security Officer, CISO, Timothy G. Brown, with allegations of fraud and cybersecurity negligences. The SEC claims SolarWinds and Brown misled investors about their cybersecurity practices and weaknesses. This was uncovered following a serious cyber attack by Russian hackers. This breach led to a massive infiltration of government agencies and private firms, posing significant risks to national security. This incident has prompted the U.S. government to file a lawsuit against SolarWinds for alleged fraud and cybersecurity negligence. This move demonstrates the SEC's emphasis on the crucial role of corporate leaders in understanding their company's security posture and raises questions about hiring and budgeting decisions for security executives. The allegations against Brown are impactful as they could influence hiring practices for future CISO roles. Being the subjects of the SEC's lawsuit, SolarWinds and Brown are confronted with grave legal repercussions for their alleged deeds. The case's outcome could set a precedent in the cybersecurity industry and determine how companies are held liable for their security measures. In recent news regarding WordPress, we have identified critical security vulnerabilities that require your attention. it has come to light that certain plugins are exhibiting specific software vulnerabilities. To begin with, a WordPress Vertical Marquee plugin has been observed with potential SQL injection vulnerabilities. This flaw could potentially allow authenticated attackers to extract delicate information from the database. It's important that users of this plugin upgrade to the freshest version as swiftly as possible to mitigate this risk. Furthermore, the GiveWP plugin is reported with a cross-site request forgery vulnerability. This sort of vulnerability might result in troubling consequences because it allows for an attacker to mislead a logged-in user towards unknowingly performing specific actions. Users of GiveWP are advised to stay alert and update their plugin to the newest version to avoid any potential exploitation of this vulnerability. Lastly, the Event Prime plugin has been reported with susceptibility to cross-site scripting XSS attacks. XSS attacks usually encompass the injection of malicious code into a website that could potentially be executed by unsuspecting users. Users are advised to upgrade to the most recent version without delay to mitigate any risk associated with this vulnerability. Consistently staying up to date with the newest security patches and updates for your WordPress plugins is essential, as these vulnerabilities could pose notable threats to the security and integrity of your website. The British Library has been hit by a cyber attack, causing a major technology outage and impacting their website and services in both London and Yorkshire. The incident occurred over the weekend, rendering their website and various services offline. The British Library is now diligently working to resolve the issue and bring their website and services back online as soon as possible. This incident underscores the increasing threat of cyber attacks and emphasizes the importance of maintaining robust security measures. The British Library, an invaluable institution, is currently dealing with the aftermath of this cyber incident, and we extend our support to their team as they work to restore normalcy to their operations. We will continue to provide updates on the British Library's ongoing efforts to address the cyber attack and restore their website and services. Stay tuned for the latest information on this developing story. Palo Alto Networks, a global leader in cybersecurity, has recently made a noteworthy acquisition, purchasing Tel Aviv-based cloud asset tracking company, Dig Security, for a substantial sum of $400 million. This acquisition aligns with Palo Alto Networks' strategy to evolve with the increasingly digital landscape, reinforcing their commitment to provide robust protection against cyber threats. Dig Security is renowned for its superior solutions in cloud asset tracking, a necessity in today's world where secure digital assets underpin the businesses worldwide. As cloud technology adoption escalates, securing these digital assets is a critical business concern. By absorbing Dig Security's skills and technological prowess, Palo Alto Networks aims to deliver comprehensive, state-of-the-art cybersecurity solutions to its clients. The $400 million investment in Dig Security emphasizes Palo Alto Networks' dedication to advancing their cybersecurity capabilities. With this strategic addition, the company strengthens its market leadership while expanding its capacity to deliver enhanced security solutions globally. In the latest FBI news, prominent issues of concern include cyber threats from skilled North Korean and Iranian hackers and the arrival of numerous terror suspects in the United States. The FBI has raised alarms regarding North Korean student hackers' exceptional talent, notably in the cryptocurrency sector. These capable individuals have a worrisome track record of exploiting vulnerabilities in digital currencies. This poses a considerable threat to financial institutions and individual investors. Simultaneously, the FBI is keeping a close watch on Iranian cyber threats amidst the escalating Israel-Hamas conflict. The rising tensions fuel concerns about potential cyber attacks aiming at critical infrastructure, government networks, or private companies. It's well documented that these hackers can launch intricate cyber campaigns, hence underlining the requirement for advanced security measures. Furthermore, the FBI and other law enforcement agencies are vigilantly addressing the arrival of a notable number of terror suspects in the United States. Ensuring accurate identification and tracking of these individuals is paramount in maintaining the nation's security and citizens' welfare. Those were the headlines in our latest FBI news update. Stay tuned for more information regarding these vital global situations. Welcome back to our podcast, where we bring you the latest news from around the world. Today, we have an update on the international efforts to counter ransomware attacks. In recent developments, a global alliance of 40 countries has pledged their commitment to putting an end to paying ransoms to cybercriminals. At the annual meeting of the International Counter-Ransomware Initiative, the United States and dozens of its allies joined forces and made this commitment, marking a significant step forward in fighting against ransomware, a form of cyber attack that has been on the rise. Ransomware attacks involve hackers gaining unauthorized access to computer systems and encrypting the data within. By refusing to pay these ransoms, the alliance seeks to disrupt the financial incentives for cybercriminals and make their actions less profitable. This decision to not pay hackers after a ransomware attack is a bold move that aims to break the vicious cycle that has fueled these criminal activities. It sends a clear message that the international community is united in its efforts to combat cybercrime and protect its digital infrastructure. By joining forces, these 40 countries are pooling their expertise and resources to enhance their capabilities in preventing and responding to ransomware attacks. Collaboration will be vital in tackling this global threat, as cybercriminals operate across borders and exploit vulnerabilities in various nations' systems. The announcement of this alliance marks a significant milestone in the fight against ransomware, demonstrating the international community's recognition of the urgency and severity of this issue. However, it is important to note that this is just the beginning, and more work needs to be done to effectively combat this evolving threat. With the commitment of these countries, we can expect to see increased information sharing, improved cybersecurity measures, and enhanced law enforcement efforts. This coordinated approach will undoubtedly make it harder for ransomware gangs to operate and protect individuals, businesses, and governments from the devastating consequences of these attacks. In the coming months, it will be crucial to monitor the progress of this international counter-ransomware initiative and assess its effectiveness. As cybercriminals continue to evolve their tactics, it is imperative that the alliance remains adaptive and proactive in its response. That's all for today's news update. Stay tuned for more information on this important global initiative and other significant developments from around the world. Thank you for listening. Thank you for joining us today as we delved into the complex and ever-evolving world of cybersecurity, reminding us of the critical importance of staying vigilant and informed to protect ourselves and our digital lives.